The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. We are sorry for the late start. Now, coming up in this afternoon's bulletin, the African Center for Energy Policy blames government for current challenges facing Ghana's oil sector as it struggles to attract new investments and record declining production levels. Also in the bulletin, Springfield Group debunks assertions of submitting contradictory data to government, direct lawyers to write to ASAP to retract and apologize. And still in the bulletin today on the Joy Business Van, we feature MechFix Engineering, which has created a cocoa pod breaker machine to help solve bean harvesting challenges. Stay tuned as I do this and some other stories. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishan. First off, now the African Center for Energy Policy is blaming government for the current challenges facing the energy sector. Ghana's oil sector is currently struggling to attract new investment for the past years whilst production levels keep dropping. Speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the annual IMF World Bank meetings, Executive Director Ben Boachi noted that government has failed to listen to technical advice from stakeholders and experts.
I think broadly it's been politics. Mm. The politics really didn't shape the industry in a way that actually attracts the right kind of investment into the space. Mm. And then came in the bigger one, which is the law cases, lawsuit to Ghana. Now you have the major players in the sector, Talo and ENI, all in arbitration, and then also commercial development issues, which for me could be addressed if we are really tactful. Sometimes it's not just about being right or being wrong. It's about also projecting to see the implication of your decision.
Executive Director Ben Boachi is speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the annual IMF World Bank meetings in Washington, D.C., USA. Meanwhile, indigenous oil drilling firm Springfield Group has debunked the sessions by the Africa Center for Energy Policy that Springfield submitted contradictory data to the government of Ghana, which eventually informed at the decision to push for the unitization with any Sankofa field. Addressing the media, Kevin Autry, Chief Executive of Springfield Group, explained that the assertions are false and the company has written to ASAP to retract or face a legal suit.
I would like to use this opportunity to touch on a false statement which came to our attention yesterday. For whatever the reasons are, I think a gentleman called Ben Boache with ASAP has made some false statements that we have finished our appraisal and our appraisal results are not in line with the unitization and stuff. I would like to tell you that it is a straight up lie. There is no such evidence. The rig just got to Ghana a few days ago. We haven't even gotten to anywhere. We just started, you know, mobilizing and doing the work. So I would like the media to know that this is a lie. He has no evidence supporting his claim. I understand that the lawyers are actually writing to him to apologize and rescind his statement. If not, legal action is going to be taken within the next...
Kevin Autry as the Chief Executive of Springfield Group. And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van after this break.
Download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy. Yeah. Oh yeah, download it. You gon' enjoy it. In my Diamond Chain, Diamond Chain. In my Diamond Chain, come make a download them for you. Cause you can pay bills, you can buy credit, you can pay school fees, even chest tights with the Apple.
Come on. transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Ecobank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with Ecobank. Kim promise.
Just buy any Samsung, TCL, Media, and Nasco electronics and appliances and stand a chance to win free TVs, air conditioners, washing machines, refrigerators, gas cookers, chest freezers, home theaters, small kitchen appliances, and many more. How to enter? Dial *920*888#. Select option 1 to enter raffle. Select region of purchase. Enter item serial number and you're good to go. Increase your chances by buying more to enter multiple times. Follow us for weekly and monthly winner announcements. Terms and conditions apply. This is approved and regulated by the National Lotteries Authority on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Welcome back for the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? In today's van, Cocoa employs approximately 800,000 farm families spread over 6 of the 16 regions of Ghana. The crop generates about $2 billion in foreign exchange annually and is a major contributor to government revenue and GDP. Technology-induced solutions in the sector could, however, enhance yield and its contribution to earnings. Two young people have created a cocoa pod breaker machine to help solve bean harvesting challenges. MechFix Engineering is our feature on the Joy Business Van today.
A breaker machine crushing tons of cocoa pods within minutes. This could have taken hours and potentially days to finish if it was done manually. The innovative cocoa pod breaker machine was created by Daniel Chumesi and Elizabeth Amwa, who were both trained at the Design and Technology Institute. Both Daniel and Elizabeth hail from cocoa farming communities and understand the challenges with manual crushing of cocoa pods.
Coming from the cocoa farming community, I remember sometimes when our wards harvest their cocoa pods, they need to go from house to house to go and ask other farmers for helping hands. And sometimes when we get to the farm and the pods are too much, a way to motivate the farmers to be able to break a lot of pods is to motivate them with stuff like sardine.
Sometimes children have to abandon school to help with the breaking of pods. Farmers could spend 2 or 3 days depending on how many pods they have to break.
And by the end of the day, before you finish breaking the pod, a lot of pains, sometimes in the waist, arm, and sometimes people even end up hurting themselves.
The Design and Technology Institute's Community Innovation Project presented them the opportunity to find a solution to this problem.
One thing that motivated me was some time ago where I went to the farm with my mom. She harvested her cocoa. Then when we went there, we have to call my grandma, who was about 78 plus, to join. So when I got the opportunity to come to DTI and this opportunity to open, I then went to him and I told him, since you have the same experience, then let's